Numbers chapter number 10 this morning. We'll begin reading today at verse 29. Numbers chapter number 10 and verse 29. The Bible says, "And Moses said unto Hobab, the son of Reuel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, we are journeying unto a place of which the Lord said, I will give it you, come thou with us, and we will be good, do thee good. For the Lord has spoken good concerning Israel. And he said unto him, I will not go, but I will depart to mine own land and to my kindred. And he said, Leave us not, I pray thee, for as much as thou knowest how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and thou mayest be to us instead of eyes. And it shall be, if thou go with us, yea, it shall be that what goodness the Lord shall do unto us, the same will we do unto thee. And they departed from the mount of the Lord 3 days' journey, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them in the 3 days' journey to search out a resting place for them. And the cloud of the Lord was upon them by day when they went out of the camp. And it came to pass when the ark set forward that Moses said, Rise up, Lord, and let thine enemies be scattered, and let them that hate thee flee before thee. And when it rested, he said, Return, O Lord, unto the main and to the many thousands of Israel. I want to preach this morning for a little while, if God be my help, on this thought. Come with us for good. Come with us for good. Amen. One of the greatest invitations that we have in the Old Testament is given here in Numbers chapter 10. Moses is here and he's talking to his father-in-law's son, and he said, Hey, listen. He said, Will you come with us? He said, We're going places for the Lord and we want you to come with us. I want to say today, praise God, if our family, our loved ones aren't coming with us on this journey to Christ, praise God, they're missing out. And we're missing out because we want them to be with us where we are. And one day we're going to be with them in the presence of the Lord if they'll come and go the way that God would call us to go. Amen. God's call is coming to Himself. Praise God. The call is always there. And the call has always been universal. It's a whosoever call. Amen. Ain't you glad that that doesn't leave anybody out? It gives opportunity for every one of us to become the children of God. And God's speaking to me and He's speaking to you, Dad. He's calling us to come unto Him. Amen. So we see as it plays out, that call is always universal, praise God. And that call is always, it will always be reasonable, and it's a sensible call. It only makes sense. Amen. The alternative is dying, go to hell, lost without God. Amen. I don't know about you, but I don't want that place. We was talking about that in Sunday school. It's an awful place of torment and punishment forever from the presence of the Lord. And I don't want that for anybody. So we see the call is going out. It's reasonable. It's sensible. Praise God. And it's from the Lord. And the call goes out, praise God. And it goes out to pilgrims like you and me. We're all pilgrims. Somebody going somewhere. Amen. Just like the pilgrims come to the United States, praise God, make a better life for ourselves. We, just like Israel, praise God, are drawn close to the Lord, coming to the Lord Jesus Christ so we can have a better life here and hereafter. Amen. Praise God. I'm done as a child of God. If you've been saved, born again, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, you're somebody going somewhere, and it's going to get better farther on. You say, well, preacher, Bible says it's going to wax worse. Where? It will this side of eternity, but praise God, this world will be behind us in a few days. We're going to depart out of here. We're going to leave it behind, and we're going to go be with the Lord and in heaven. Praise God. He's going to prepare a place for us, those prepared for that place, and one day in a little while, we'll be there. So we're just pilgrims passing through here, just like Israel did, but we've got a destination and a place that God has for each one of us. Amen. Because we're not only pilgrims, praise God, but we're on a journey. Every one of us is on a journey, praise God. As the old song goes, I'm looking for a city. Amen. Praise God. I love that song. I'm looking for a city. The Bible says He's builder and maker is God. Praise God. Every one of us is journeying through this life and we're looking for something. And I'll tell you what we need to focus on today. We need to be focusing on that city. That city that God has prepared. That city that God has made, praise the Lord. Just be preparing our lives, preparing our journey, setting our destination with a surety on the shores of glory. We can get bogged down here if we ain't careful. We can get dissuaded here if we ain't careful, but if we realize that we are pilgrims and that we are on a journey, amen, praise God, we can realize that there's something to look forward to on the other side. Now, as we go through this journey, there's a place called the grave that we'll pass by one day. It's the point man wants to die. Hey, praise the Lord. And one day, if the Lord tarries is coming, we'll all go that way. But that's not a bad thing if you're a child of God, because that just means that it's graduation day. Amen. You get promoted. Get promoted out of this old flesh. Get promoted out of this old world. Get promotion out of the turmoil and the anxiety and the things that we face. And it's just getting bigger and bigger. I don't know if you notice it, but it seems like we don't have any time. Amen. You work and you struggle and you try to make time for this and that, and we just don't have much time. I think in these last days we'd ought to live, let's just start to take time for the Lord and put everything else on the back burner. Because Jesus said, if we seek first kingdom of God, His righteousness, all these other things will be added to us. Amen. When we trust the Lord to take care of those things, He has a way of making things happen. It's a whole lot better when you try to do it all by yourself. Amen, praise God. It's easier to do things as a group and as a body, praise God, than it is to do by yourself. You get more done. Amen, praise God. So if we do what we do with the Lord Jesus Christ, asking Him to help us every day. Amen, start out early. Hey, listen, don't wait till you get bogged down, till it gets too difficult for you, and then ask the Lord to help you. It's kind of like asking the Lord to bail you out, amen, when you've already got yourself in trouble. But we ought to start out every day asking the Lord. I told the youngins, from the youngest to the oldest, we need to trust in the Lord every day. Amen. Ask the Lord to help us, praise God, because we are on this journey to the grave. Amen. And not only are we on this journey to the grave, but we're on a journey to judgment. One day we're going to stand before God and we're going to give an account for everything that we've done. Everything that we're doing, and everything that we're going to do. Amen, praise God. Lord keeps really good records. He knows exactly where we are. He knows what we do. He knows why we're doing it. He knows the attitude of your heart. Amen. So we got to realize that we're marching along, praise God. We're marching along to the judgment seat of Christ to give an account for what we've done in this flesh. It's not for salvation. Amen. It's not for salvation, praise God. You're either saved, born again, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting in what Christ did on the cross for you, His death, burial, and His resurrection. You're either saved or you're not. Amen. That's just a fact. We're either saved or we're not, praise God. But when we stand before judgment seat of Christ, we'll stand there to give account what we did for Him after we were saved. Lifting up the name of Jesus, praise God. Proclaiming His name to a lost and dying world. Saying, you know what? I've tried the things in the world, but I found a better part. The better part, praise God, of living is living as a child of the Lord Jesus Christ. Being born again, praise God, through Him. Amen. And when we come to that judgment, we'll stand and give an account for that. But the biggest part about that is when we're preparing, praise God, to come, is to come into the very presence of the Lord. We get to meet the Lord Jesus Christ one day. Hello? Amen. Praise God. That is our blessed hope, glory to God, is that one day you and I will get to meet and stand in front of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. We ought to be excited about getting that glorious day of His appearing when we'll see Him as He is. Paul said, now we look through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Amen. With our Lord and our Savior, the one who died for our sins according to the Lord, according to the cross. He said, but we need to be prepared. Amen. The Bible tells us what He's doing is He's calling, He's compelling us, He's asking us to come, whosoever will to please come unto the Lord. He said, God's got good things for those that will come to Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was talking to a lady this week. I was telling Sunday school class, a lady this week, and she said that many times, seven times that she got in and got out, and got in and got out, and went back, got in, and the Lord was helping her, the Lord was blessing her, and then she got away from God and went back out into the world. And the old devil just beat her up and wore her out. She said, I don't know why I kept doing that. But then she said a few months ago, that she's in meeting the Holy Ghost of God, got a hold of her heart. What happened? She said, something happened to me. Something made a difference. She said, it's not the same this time. Amen. I said, what was different? She said, I don't know. She said it was just like the Spirit of God was so strong. And it come into my heart, it compelled my heart, and it just touched me where I was. I said, maybe those other seven times, praise God, that you just, it wasn't the Holy Ghost, it was your flesh just trying to do better. Amen? The Holy Ghost of God compels you. He says, come unto me, we're in heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. I'll take that burden off of you. I'll swap out. I'll give you the comfort you have. I'll give you the hope. I'll give you that, praise God, that I'd have you to have to help your heart along the way. We've got to be prepared. Amos chapter 4, verse 12, he said, prepare to meet thy God. Amen. What we're doing today, church, is we're preparing to meet the Lord. We was talking about singing. One day, praise God, the Bible says we're going to sing a new song in heaven. Everybody, a lot of folks say, well, preacher, you know, I ain't getting up there because I can't sing. Hey, praise God, I can't either. Amen. If I sing by myself, most people would say, preacher, we'd rather you didn't. Amen. I've had that said here lately. Hurt my feelings. Amen. Not really. Well, I do it for Lord Jesus. Amen. It's for Him. But we got to be ready, praise God, to prepare to meet the Lord. We got to be prepared to stand before Him, praise God. Prepare to meet thy God. To stand in front of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I get up here and sing because I love the Lord Jesus Christ, and I just want to lift up my voice to Him. Amen. Praise God. I know most people don't want to hear me. And maybe most people may not want to hear you, praise God, but Jesus does. Amen. Praise God, Brother Bill, by the time it gets up there, it's a sounding glorious to the Lord of heaven when you do it from your heart. Praise God. Always, praise God, remember, praise God. We're passing through, we're pilgrims, we're going places for Christ. Amen. We're preparing to meet the Lord. Amen. We're getting ready. This is a dress rehearsal. Amen. God's got us in a dress rehearsal, getting ready, praise God, to meet our God. One day in a little while, you say, preacher, are we really going to meet? We're going to stand in front of Him. Amen. We're going to stand before the Lord. We're going to get to meet the Lord face to face. Praise God. I'm glad for that. Praise the Lord. Hey, it's going to be a scary day, Brother Josh. Amen. Because, hey, listen, I know how I am. And you know how you are. But praise God, I'm glad God's making a difference in me. Amen. Praise God. When I stand before Him, I'm going to be without spot, blemish, or any such thing. Oh, God's a working on me, praise God. And as Miss G always says, I just plead the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. I say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I praise God every day of my life. I ask God Almighty to just touch my heart and to touch my life and to change my attitude and to change my wants. Amen. A lot of things I used to like and want, praise God, I don't care nothing about no more. Praise the Lord. Because God Almighty's moved in. He says, come with us. For good. Amen. Go, sir, pray. The more I stay with the Lord, the more I realize how good He is. The things that He brings us out of, the things that He brings us through, we come out on the other side of shouting, and I realize that was just the Lord. Many, many times in my life, many, many times in your life, you've come to the point you didn't know how you was going to make it, but God. God Almighty moved in. He intervened. He made that difference. He made you that difference. Touching your heart, touching your life. Praise God. Doing the things for you. It's universal. But we have that call, praise God. Amen. What did this call do? What did this call involve? What took place in this call? This call, it involved a choice. Had to make a choice. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. What did Joshua have to do? He made a choice. Amen. He made a choice to just go with God. You realize today, listen to me, church. You realize we have to settle our heart and our mind that we're going to go with God. We're going to take what He says, we're going to believe what He says, and we're going to live out what He says. Amen. Praise God. Just dress rehearsal. Amen. Just doing what God says. It makes a difference. It makes you feel good down in your soul, praise God, that you're doing those things that's pleasing to the Lord. Making informed choices. Amen. That's what God. That's why we need to know what the Word of God says, so we can make an informed choice, so we can choose to go with God. It still is something we got to do. We still got to make a choice for the Lord. Remember Moses. Moses was carried off and down in there. Amen. Praise God. But he chose to go with God and to forsake the world. Hebrews chapter 11, talking about that great hall of faith. Bible says in verse 23, it said, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months from his parents because they saw that he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. But the king had said, all the little Hebrew boys, I want you to take them and throw them off into the Nile, into the crocodiles, and let them eat them, those two and over. He said, get rid of them. He said, as soon as they're born, get rid of them. The nursemaid, he told, said, when the babies are born, I want you to kill them. Of course, you know the story. The nursemaid, they couldn't do it, and God blessed them because they didn't. But Moses, praise God, they preserved alive. Verse 24 said, by faith Moses, when he was come up to years, when he grew up, when he's grown, he said, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Now watch this. You say, preacher, how could Moses make such a choice? He had a choice to make. Amen. Verse 25 said, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin. Watch this. For a season. Rather than suffer than enjoy pleasures of sin for a season, he chose to suffer with God's people. Amen. They may be a little suffering. They may be a little things that we have to endure here. But praise God, I'm glad there's joy in the morning. Amen. Praise God. Moses was looking for the joy in mourning. Somebody said, Lord, Moses, would you just come? God said, Moses, would you just come go with me? Praise God. Moses said, I think I'll just go with God. Amen. Jeremiah said, praise God. Joshua said, praise God. He said, it's me and my house, we're just going to choose to go with God. You say, what are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying, we've got to make a choice today. We've got to decide whose side we're on. And we need to side with God and God's people. We need to stick together in unity and peace and harmony and just go with God. Trust the Lord, praise God, to make a difference in our hearts, in our lives, in our communities. Amen. Where we go, somebody asked me in Sunday school this morning, said, what about these people that's standing on the corners asking for a handout? I said, we ought to give them a handout, praise God. We got tracks back there. We got gospel tracks, amen. We ought to be picing them out. When they want something, praise God. Hey, if you want to give them a dollar, put a dollar in a track and give them a track. They used to a preacher, what's that going to do? It's going to give them the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, that gospel, that track will do them a whole lot more good than that dollar will. Amen. But that dollar bill in there, it'll probably cause them to take it more often. Amen. I haven't bought no tracks in a long time. They stay back there, nobody's picing them out. We ought to be about their Father's business. We're running out of days. Hey, we ought to be calling, begging, compelling people to come unto the Lord for good. Because, man, praise God, if God would touch their hearts, God bring them out of it. They wouldn't have to beg no more, praise God. God take care of them. They'd get to being productive in society. They'd realize there's a God of heaven who loves them and cares for them. And they could love and care for themselves. So you get you a handful of those, take them with them, praise God. Pice them out. Amen. We run out, we'll pice out. Them things is 2-3 cents a piece. That's what they used to be. We ain't bought none in a while. But it's worth it. To get the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ in the hands of somebody. That they can see Jesus. Realize there is some hope. Praise God. Amen. Making a difference. Praise the Lord. It's not only about making a choice, but sometimes it's about having to say goodbye. Sometimes we have to say goodbye to this old world. Sometimes we have to part those things that we've become all too familiar with. You remember the Moabites? You remember Ruth? Her father and all died, her husband died, and her husband's brother died, and nobody was left but her and Naomi and Orpha. And Naomi heard that they was bred in Jerusalem. Amen. Bred in Bethlehem. Which literally means a house of bread. Amen. They should have never left there, praise God, because that's where the bread was anyway. That's where God had promised. But anyway, they start to head out, and praise God, Ruth the Moabitess, she said, I'm going to go with you. And Naomi said, no, I ain't got nothing to give you. I ain't got no sons, even if I could. Praise God, it'd be years. But she said, I'm going to go with you. She said, I'm going to say goodbye to everything I've known before. Amen. I want to say sometimes what we got to do, we got to say goodbye to all those things that we've known before, all those things that's held us back, all those things that we know is outside of what God would want for us. We just got to say goodbye. Arrivederci, good riddance. And we got to just turn from that. We got to go with God and we got to focus because we made a good choice and we're going to just go with God. Amen. We got to say goodbye to those things. That still works, praise God. It still makes a difference today. You see, well, preacher, sometimes it's hard just to say goodbye to those things. Yeah, but as Paul said, we got to forget the past. Yeah. Amen. Sometimes you just got to forget those things that you've done in the past. Say goodbye to them and forget them. Put them behind you. Look at Philippians chapter number 3. That's what Paul would say. Philippians chapter number 3. Verse number 12, he said, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. He said, something got a hold of me. He said, I ain't got a hold of it yet. He said, but hey, sure, something's got a hold of me. Praise God, ain't you glad? On that day, that night, that morning, that afternoon, praise God, that the Holy Ghost of God got a hold of you, come to where you was. Praise God, you couldn't get away from it. It got a hold of you, and it showed you that Jesus loved you, that it cared for you, that he wanted to save you, that he wanted to be yours and wanted you to be his. Amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Verse 13, he says, brethren, I count not myself apprehended, but this one thing I do. Now listen to what he says. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Amen. Hey, praise God. He said, listen, there's one thing I do. He said, I forget about those things. And now listen to what he said. He said, I count not myself to apprehend it, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. He said, I forget them. And he said, I just keep forgetting them. He said, I keep putting it behind me. I keep going on further with God. And listen, that old devil bring up things in your life. He'll bring up things that you used to do. He thinks up things you used to like. Praise God, you got to just put that behind you, and we got to just press on forward with God. Forgetting those things, that means to forget and keep forgetting. Amen. Just go with God. Amen. Choosing the Lord, saying goodbye to those things, praise God. Forgetting our past. Our past is a thing that'll drag us back time after time if we ain't careful. Amen. Don't devil bring the things, the times that you've had, and the things that you may have enjoyed in the flesh, but the things that weren't pleasing to the Lord. Amen. Bless his heart. He's good to us. Verse 14, he says this. He said, press toward the mark of the prize, the high calling of God in who? In Christ Jesus. Praise God. What he's saying, he said, come with us. He said, for the good. Amen. He said, God wants to help you this morning if you'll just let him. Praise the Lord. So we see God moving on. Amen. And he said that when we get to the place of forgetting the past, he said then we begin to get a new vision. Amen. It involves a new vision that we have, something that's far better than what we used to have. And it's a vision in Christ Jesus. Remember old Abraham? Old Abraham said that there's a question. They said, man, what are you doing? You're just out here. You're content to dwell in tents and live out here in the wilderness. What are you hoping to pray? He said, pray God, there's a city over here that's doing good and a city over here that's a well-blessed and all this. Abraham said, lay. He said, I'm not looking for that. He said, I'm looking for a city and not any, praise God, of these down here. He said, I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker's God. Amen. He said, I'm not satisfied with what I'm seeing down here. Hey, there's a lot of good things. There's a lot of splendor. There's a lot of things that look all right. But he said, I'm looking for a city of God. He said, I'm not going to be content with anything else. Praise God. He said, I'm pressing on. I'm looking for the city. But they said, most of you are going into the wilderness. Amen. Wandering in the wilderness. How are you going to make it in the wilderness? Amen. Those unknown wilderness, the unknown dangers that we face. Look what he says in verse 35 of your text this morning. See, it came to pass when the ark set forward that Moses said, rise up, Lord, and let thine end. Now watch this. I like this. Oh, Moses is a pretty sharp dude. Amen. Praise God. He just put a Brother Bill, he put all his problems in God's lap.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Listen to what he said. He said, it came to pass when the ark set forward that Moses said, rise up, Lord, and let thine enemies be scattered. And let them that hate thee flee from thee. Amen. A glory. Hallelujah. He said, Lord, you go before us at ark, at Tyke of the presence of God. He said, you go for us and you go ahead and defeat your enemies. Praise God. And we'll just follow on. Amen. Church, we got to be. Praise God. Just come with us for the good. And we'll just ask God to go before us. Let him defeat our enemies, yours and mine. Praise God. We'll just sit back and claim the victory. Amen. That song, Victory in Jesus. How sure that is, praise God. The victory we have in the Lord Jesus Christ this morning because of what he did for us. Amen. We might attain to the promise. You know, there's a reward ahead for those that love the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Those that accept his call when he calls us in. Amen. You wait, what is it, preacher? It's like that old song, What a Fellowship. What a Joy Divine. Praise God. In the Lord Jesus Christ. What we have is a fellowship. He says, the Moses asked his brother-in-law, praise God, here, he said, would you come go with us? With us, amen. A fellowship. That's what God's a wanting, praise God, with us. That's what we need with each other is a fellowship. I realize that we're all on the same playing field. We all should be going in the same direction and we all should have the same leader. Amen. And his name's Jesus. He said, would you come with us for good? Amen. Praise God. God's got some good things for those that trust in him. Right? We might be blessed of the Lord. God blesses his people. And he says in verse 29, he said, we will do thee good. God said, God's going to bless us. Whatever we get, praise God, you get it too. You realize today when we serve Lord Jesus Christ, when we do right according to what God says, you get blessed and people around you get blessed too. Amen. If you're serving God in your household and you're doing what God has you do, and God blesses you, when he blesses you, he blesses the whole house. Amen. It's something that just keeps getting bigger and bigger and better and better. And we can all enjoy it, praise God, the more. When God is a blessing us, praise God, in this fellowship, he said, we will do thee good. Amen. Praise God, because God is blessing. When God blesses his people, praise God, we all get blessed. And it's a peculiar blessing that the Lord gives us. Amen. He says, the Lord hath spoken good. Amen. It's peculiar. And if the Lord, praise God, he said, listen, what God has said, he's spoken good to us. He's spoken a direction. He showed a plan and a purpose that God has for us that's good. Hey, no matter what happens, if we stay with God, the end result is good. Amen. Hey, there may be some bumpy roads. There may be some mountains we climb. There may be some hardships along the way. But he said, if you'll come with us, it'll be for good. Amen. Amen. You can look at that two different ways. It might be receiving the goodness of God, and it might be receiving the goodness of God for good. I mean, I'm talking about forever and ever. Ain't that what God says? Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. This baby's getting it. Amen. She's a clapping, praising God. Amen. But we receive what God has for good, praise God. He said, the Lord spoke. He said, it's the Word of God. Amen. If it was just Pastor Jeff that was telling you the goodness of God and what you could partake in this morning, we'd be of all men most miserable, praise God. But God Almighty is speaking it to you and me, and the same God that spoke it to Moses is still speaking to you and me today. It's the same God. God changeth not. He's same yesterday, today, and forever. You can take that to the bank. So we see the peculiar blessings that God has offered to them. And it's a blessing, praise God, a reward of a new country. A country, praise. Now, he's talking about going into Canaan. Canaan is a type of heaven. It's a type of rest, a perfect rest. One day, we'll see it, Revelation chapter 21. verses 1 through 8 talks about that new city coming down out of Jerusalem, that holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. Pray God, a place where we're moving into and where there'll not be no hardship, there'll not be no tear, there'll not be no sorrow or crying, and there'll never be nothing to pray God, the devil will be gone, and we'll be in the presence of the Lord in peace and harmony forever. Can you imagine a place where the devil's not there? Amen. A place where the demons of hell won't ever interrupt again, where there won't be nobody, amen, to interfere with you and the Lord. Amen. Be in a perfect presence with a perfect Savior forever and ever. I'm looking for a new country. See, when you get a new vision, you get a vision of another place. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. So if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So I'm looking for a city. I'm like old Abraham, praise God. I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Praise God, I believe one day in a little while we're going to see that city. Amen. Praise the Lord, I believe we're going to see it. But what God has prepared for us, amen, to be assured of that He's prepared for us, assured good success, amen, in the journey. Amen. Has God assured us? Sure He has. Look what He's offered us. He's offered us divine leadership. Amen. Look at verse 35. The ark. He said, it came to pass when the ark set forward. That's a type of the presence of God. I'm going to say, listen to me this morning. God bless your sweetheart. There's no better leadership than the Lord God of heaven. Amen. There's no better leadership than the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll lead you straight. He'll lead you true. He'll lead you in truth. Amen. Everything He says, you can believe. Every direction He points you can go. Everything that He's promised you, you'll receive. You ain't going to get much better than that. I mean, you ain't going to get no better than that in Lord Jesus Christ. So that He's prepared to do, praise God, He's given us an assurance to succeed in that journey. I said, well, God, we're all on a journey. We're all on the same journey. It's just how we get there where we're going makes the difference. But said, if He offers us a divine leadership in Christ Jesus, amen. When that ark is set forward, amen, then the Lord goes before us. His presence is real. To the point of making a difference in the lives and the communities that we approach into. Amen. Not only does He make a divine leadership, but He offers divine protection. Amen. Divine protection. Look at verse 34. He said, and the cloud of the Lord was upon them by day when they went out of the camp. He said, there was a cloud of protection. That cloud would offer them protection. That cloud would offer them shade. That cloud would offer them something to cover them from the elements. Amen. So it was a divine protection that God's hand was upon them. I want to say God's got a divine protection on you today. The Holy Spirit of God, God leads and guides and protects you just like that cloud. It goes with you, praise God. And wherever you go, He goes before you. Amen. He's that comforter. He's that help. He's that your adversary. I mean, your help in the time of storm, not against the adversary, the devil. Amen. Praise God. He's that one that gives us the protection that we need day by day. We can't have it without Him. We need that divine protection, Lord, that cloud offered the nation of Israel. Just like Israel, we're on a journey. We're going places. We're going toward the Lord. We're going toward God. We're going toward heavenly things in Christ Jesus our Lord. But not only did He give them a divine protection in the cloud, but He gave them a pillar, praise God, of fire by night. A pillar of fire by night. Now that pillar of fire is a type of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Spirit of God to chase away the boogers, to light up the darkness. So they wouldn't have to wander around dark, so they wouldn't have to be in the dark. I want to say God gives us the Spirit of God so He runs out the darkness, so that there's no darkness at all in your life and mine. That the light is made manifest and we rejoice in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. This pillar of fire was a type of that light of the Spirit of God. That light that shines forth to a lost and dying world, that it shows us, praise God, the magnificence and the goodness of God, that we can see Him for who He is, praise God. So we see what God's done here, and He said, Moses tells his brothers, he said, you need to go with us. He said, you need to go with us, that we will do thee good. The Lord has spoken good concerning Israel, and all the good, all the blessings, all those peculiar blessings of God, you'll be able to receive too. We need to be able to tell people today, praise God, those peculiar blessings of God are there for them as well. Not just for me and you. Amen. And he said, I'm not going to go. He said, I'm just going to depart to my own land, to my own kindred. And he said, but leave us not, verse 31, I pray thee, for as much as thou knowest how we are to encamp in the wilderness. And he said, you know where we got to go. He said, you know where we got to go, this wilderness out here. He said, that thou mayest be to us instead of eyes. Amen. He said, hey, listen, we need a little bit of help. See, we're on a journey. We've never been through this place before. Amen. But hey, if you have, he said, you can give us some direction. He said, you can help us. He said, we don't know. You don't know. I don't know. We don't know where we've been before. You don't know what we've been through, what we've had to traverse through, what we've had to make our way through in this life. Amen. But you do. You know what you overcome with the help of the Lord. You know what we can do? We can take that help. Praise God. You say, come and go with me. I've been there before. God, He brought me out and He'll bring you out. I pray we ought to take what we know. And Lord Jesus Christ, Moses said, listen, son, we know where you've been. We know that you know the terrain. We know that you know where, praise God, what the situation is. And Lord, if you would, praise God, just go with us and help us to get through it. And the promise that God has given us, that He'll be good to us and we'll be good to you, because God has been good to all of us.
Amen.
So we'll be partaking in the good of God.
Amen.
And he said, God, listen, the conclusion of the whole thing, he said, God had brought us out, and God's going to bring us in. He said, will you just go with us? Amen. Just don't go back to where you used to be. Don't go back to what you used to have. Pray God, there's better things in God. There's better things in the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you just go with us? Amen. We need you, praise God. Listen, God's offered protection. God's offered His grace and His mercy and His love. He's offered to be the one that goes before us. But said, would you come with us? Amen. Would you come with us for good? Not for just a little while, but to the end. Hey, will you come with me to receive the things God's got for us? We want you to have them too. I'd say to you today, church, praise God, if you've never been saved and born again, would you come go with us? Lord Jesus Christ wants to see you saved. He came seeking to save the lost. Amen. It's a whosoever salvation, whoever just believe and accept the Lord Jesus Christ. It'd be an awful thing to die and go to hell lost without God. You say, preacher, what would cause that? To reject the Lamb of God. To reject the Lord Jesus Christ instead of saying, Lord Jesus, here I am, an old sinner. And Lord, I know that you died for my sins on the cross of Calvary. Lord, would you please forgive me, a sinner, and save me by your marvelous grace? Believe it in your heart. Holy Ghost of God is speaking to you. Even this morning, I want to ask you, would you please come go with us? Come go with us for good. For the good of God. For the good of us. For the good of the people. For your good. Just draw nigh to Him. Because He's begging, wanting, desiring to draw nigh to you today. God wants to come even into your heart. Amen. If you've been following Him a guilty distance, if you've been strayed from Him, God wants you to draw nigh today. It's time to come back. It's time to get lined back up with God. It's time to go, as Moses would say, just come, go with us. Come with us. And let's just get closer to God than we've ever been. Amen. In this walk of life. For good. Amen. For the duration of this thing. For the good that God has to show unto you and to me, our families, our loved ones, it's time to get in. Amen. It's close to going home time. Amen.